Shulkin discussed his top policy priorities, including a reduction in wait times for veterans seeking health care.
I am not in favor of privatizing because I think the VA is a national resource that veterans desperately need and that we believe in, but I am in favor of giving veterans greater choice.
Right now, the choice for veterans to seek covered care outside the VA only kicks in if the veteran has waited at least 30 days for an appointment or lives more than 40 miles from a VA facility. Shulkin wants to remove that rule under what he calls Choice 2.0, which would create an integrated system of care between the VA and the private sector. The Wilmington VA Center's acting director, Bob Callahan, says he's already working on that. He's developing provider agreements to augment current community-based care, providing choice treatment through the current federal health net system.
So when health net isn't effective, we're able to use provider agreements to speed the care. They get paid by VA. They don't have to go through a contractor.
Callahan says he's worked out over 300 provider agreements since last October, accounting for 30% of the facility's services. But for that care to continue, lawmakers must vote to continue the original choice program before it expires in August. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.